What's up? Welcome to another episode of Coffee Time, the morning brew. So, real quick, I want to say thank you to everybody that's been listening to the podcast, checking out the episodes, both old and new. You can find it on all podcast platforms. There will be some additional content coming soon, more to follow on that, but at the very minimum, you listening to it right now is more than enough. So, in season one of the Coffee Time podcast, I had an episode called Purpose. You know, and I defined what purpose was, right? And you fast forward to the fourth season, this season, and I'm going to expand even further. Have a purpose. Once you know what purpose is and you know what your purpose is, now you know what to have. You know what type of purpose to have. You see, for me as a content creator, I thought that was my purpose. My purpose was to take my military experience and create this podcast and provide motivation and resilience and mental toughness. All of these catchphrases that people like to utilize without really understanding them at their core. I wanted to utilize my knowledge, my skill sets that I've learned, that I've been trained on to properly help people get through those tough times. And I was doing that. Then I expanded further into creating more content, creating more podcasts, creating more videos, doing live streams, you name it. But along the way, I started to become selfish. I started to become selfish because I was only thinking about myself. Some people will say, well, you have to think about yourself. Otherwise, how do you have anything for anybody else? And while I would argue that that is true, it's not entirely true. You see, for somebody like me, I put God first, then myself, then my family, my wife, my kids, then, you know, friends, my job, and so forth. That is the hierarchy that it goes. So in order for me to put myself first, truly, I had to put God above me. I had to understand. And before I go into this, you know, this is by no means a religious podcast, but I am speaking from my belief systems, my values, my core, my ethics. I put my God first. And in doing that, I was able to see that I was being selfish. Now, I still put myself first, but I improve my spirituality. I improve my mental toughness. I embrace the suck. I callous my mind, as David Goggins says. I'm on the path of digging into those dark, tumultuous moments, jumping back into the sewage. So I grow that mental toughness that cannot be broken. In doing that, it allowed me to understand what I wanted to be. It allowed me to understand my purpose. My purpose was to be a better husband, be a better father, be a better version of myself. I've had a podcast episode about this before, do versus be, do better versus be better. You can do something all day, but that doesn't mean you're going to be that. When I'm motivated, I'm going to do the best I can. I have one bad day, I ain't doing none of that. Do versus be. I wanted to be the best version of myself, be the best friend that I can be the best coworker that I could be, but most importantly, be the best follower of my God's word. So that way, when I leave this earth, hopefully I ascend to the place I'm supposed to go, that we're all supposed to go. So, you fast forward though. What is my purpose? It's all those things I said. So in doing that, that allowed me to reanalyze the selfishness that I had. Sure, I loved creating the content. I loved pushing all of it out there. But it wasn't yielding the results. It wasn't yielding any fruit. So the fruits of my labor was nothing. So I understood, well, as a real man, I have to provide for my family. I have to provide for my children. So I have to get out there. I got to make that money. I got to get that job. I got to do what a real man is supposed to do. He establishes the kingdom. He protects the kingdom. And the family gets to enjoy the fruits of that labor. In doing that, he gets to enjoy it because he sees his hard work is paying off. And that is what's been happening. So that's why I'm able to come out and do this podcast and give you this message and say, hey, have a purpose. If your purpose is to get on the internet every day and talk about how you know so much, how you're quick to get into arguments with people and quick to not be challenged or quick to compare your success with others or quick to act like you don't know somebody. If that's your purpose is going to be next to nothing. Your purpose is to be more concerned with those around you instead of yourself, instead of something greater. But hey, you live your life. You do your life. I don't do your life. You know, one of the things David Goggins said, which really stuck with me, was he talked about the story of taking souls. If you don't know what that is, you got to look it up. But the short and narrow of it is, people like to say, man, it feels good knowing that I'm renting space in somebody's mind. That's what that is. I don't have to rent space in nobody's mind. No. Or I don't need them to rent space in my mind. I can be in your mind all day if that's what you choose, but I ain't worried about you. I'm focused on winning. I'm focused on my purpose. I'm focused on the things that I was originally on track to do, but now because I have purpose, it all fits like a puzzle. Without purpose, you're going to be wandering. And you know, some people will say, well, what if your purpose changes? You have to identify what are your core values. What do you value the most in life? What do you believe in the most? What is the driving force for you? I can only speak to me, so I use myself in the example. God is who I fear. God is who I serve. I read the scripture. I pray multiple times a day. I was born into sin. So to act like I'm going to be without sin is asinine. It's ridiculous. But I also do not live without God. So in those moments that I have sinned, I immediately ask for that repentance. I am willing to be punished by God. I'm willing to face that humility in order to be the better version of myself, the way God wants me to be. In doing that, I'm able to better communicate with my wife. I'm better able to communicate with my kids. I'm better able to communicate with my coworkers. I'm better able to communicate with friends or associates or colleagues or just people in general. From that, I'm able to understand, what are my responsibilities? Where is my work? What are the things I need to do? What are the things that I keep putting off that I have to get done? After those things are done, now, what time do I have available? What else can I do? You couple that with the mindset of somebody like David Goggins, where it's, if you're making an excuse, you're not ready to embrace all of that hard stuff. You're not ready to callous your mind. And sometimes I've thought I've been ready, and in other times I'm not. For example, I was supposed to go work out this morning at 4 o'clock. I woke up, and even my wife said, when I told her, yeah, I'm going to go to the gym. I laid back down. She said, hey, I thought you were going to the gym. I said, well, I already did my fitness assessment practice yesterday, so I can relax today. I wasn't ready to go face the reality that I didn't want to face the suck, which was, I'm tired. It's too early in the morning. I've only got 4 hours of sleep. I don't want to be out there. I'm going to be even more sore. I put every excuse in front of me to not do something. So the reality of it is, I have to continue to build myself. But as long as I have that purpose, I'm able to do those things. I'm able to focus on those things. So what I tell you, when you have a purpose, just understand, when you're looking for what your purpose is, sometimes it might take you being at your lowest point. It might take you reflecting and understanding, or it might not. You might already be on the right track and you just needed a little bit more to polish it off, to wipe away the dust off those steps that's already laid on your path that you were looking for. You got a little disoriented. But once you have it, then how do you put it in motion? Just keep moving one step forward, 1 foot forward at a time. You can have motivation, but motivation is only going to be around when you want it. No, you need to have drive. You need to ask yourself, what if? And not what if I can't, but what if I can do this? What if I do this? I hope you enjoyed this episode of Coffee Time. It's a little bit of a shorter one today, not going to hold up too much of your time. Stay tuned for the next episode. Like I said, there's more content that's going to be coming down through other channels, through other mediums. But just keep tuned in to the podcast. And until the next one, y'all. Peace.